The current economic turmoil and global food crisis are threatening to scuttle UN goals to halve extreme poverty around the world by 2015. In England, Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor called today for a day of prayer and fasting ahead of next week's United Nations Summit on the Millennium Development Goals, which aims to set out concrete plans and practical steps for action. Cardinal O'Connor says despite the current credit crunch, world leaders cannot renege on their promises to help the world's poor.
When we think of one in seven children in the world's poorest countries will die before their fifth birthday, and one child every 15 seconds dies due to water and sanitation-related diseases. And the world leaders are meeting to discuss the Millennium Development Goals next week. They mustn't renege on this. And I think the Catholic Church in particular has been a consistent leader and supporter of debt relief, immunisation projects. And I myself, together with the Prime Minister here, Gordon Brown, have been very involved. I asked him, why do you need particularly our help? Isn't it an economic thing? And he said, and I agreed, that it's really a moral issue. If people are converted to the idea that we can do this, and it can be done. So notwithstanding the global credit crunch, which, yes, poses a major challenge to all the developed economies, but we can't forget our fellow men and women, our commitment to the world's poor. And these promises, which were made by the governments, it must be honoured.